All right, Kevin, sitting here in beautiful San Diego, and well, you get to experience this every single day, but it's not quite New York weather for us. But San Diego, it seems like it's become a pretty great baseball town, and the Padres are playing some pretty good baseball. Do you get a chance to come out here often?
Well, I get to watch them a lot. I was just here the other day for the Twins and with some friends, and it's a joy when you win it.
Yeah.
We got a great city, and they got a great ball club. It's a great organization. And, you know, I can't give up on my, you know, San Diego. That's my roots. But I love watching the players that's playing today. Especially, I really wanted to come and see the New York Mets play because I like Francisco.
Yeah, he's an exciting player. I think when we get a chance to watch him every day, we lose sight on just how special of a player he really is.
Yeah, I think the fans got a treat there in New York, man, because they got a great player, and he's an exciting player. He looks so comfortable out there and so smooth, man, it don't even look like he's playing.
It's been an exciting year for the 86 guys with Doc and Darryl both getting their numbers retired. I know you had a chance to come to New York for those. What was that moment like for you?
Man, I tell you, it was a joy just to see the turnaround from both of them. You know, I think Straw's a motivator, and he's helped us out, even though I watch him a lot on Facebook. So, you know, just to learn that, you know, whatever goes on in your life early, you can always correct it. And he was able to correct it, what was going on. Him and Doc, you know, and I'm happy for him, man. And it brings a lot of tears to joy to me to see them doing well. And, you know, we're not getting no younger. We're getting older.
It seems like there's a connection with the 86 guys that can never be broken. In your mind, what made that team so special?
Family, man. You know, we just clicked. And it's a blessing that we can all still get together. You know, we're supposed to be getting together here sometime in a couple of weeks up there. So the 86 team. And my main goal is just try to get Lenny up there, you know. And I've been calling him, and his phone's not working now. So, but it's thankful that we can all still come together. May he rest in peace, Gary Carter. You know, he's going to be missed. He's very missed. But I love seeing everybody, man, because we got along so well. And that's a winning team. When you get along with players like that and like family, we spend half our life, you know, in that clubhouse. You know, we didn't have no off-field life, you know. What we did, we got out of hand sometimes. So. But I enjoy just going back, seeing these guys, man, just to see how a lot of us ain't moving and grooving like we used to. You know, we up there in age now. We testing Father Time right now. But, you know, it's just thankful that we can all get together and see each other.
I want to get your thoughts on one of my favorite moments from your career, which is your barehanded catch in San Francisco. What went into the process of just throwing the bare hand up there rather than using the glove?
Well, you know, when I was a little kid, I played a lot of stuff at the boys' clubs. We didn't have no gloves. And by the time I ran over in the corner and the ball was already on me, I couldn't get my glove over there, you know, over this burl chest. And I just stuck my hand up, and I didn't feel it or nothing. It just went right in my hand, and I was just anxious to get back up to the plate, and which I did. And everybody was saying after my at-bat, "Mitch, do you realize what you just done?" I said, "Man, I know I'm not graceful out there, but the job was done. It was an out."
Kevin, appreciate your time. Enjoy the ballgame.
Man, anytime, man. You take care of yourself.